songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-S, how red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith.
Under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Edith sets the table. Spilling salt, she throws some over her shoulder as Mike and Gloria arrive.
Police still haven't found Archie.
Bye, Gloria! I'm so glad you're back! Oh, I've been going crazy waiting to tell you.
Tell us what, Ma?
You heard from Archie.
Oh, I wanted to tell you.
Well, go ahead, Ma, tell us.
I heard from Archie!
It's terrific, Ma!
I'm so happy!
He's all right?
Oh, yeah, he's fine, just fine.
Oh, well, Ma, where is he? Is he coming home? What did he say?
Wait a minute. Now, let me see. One, where is he? He's at the airport. Two, he's on his way home now. Three, what was your third question?
What did he say?
Oh, he said, hi, Edith. Guess who this is? An idea.
Oh, boy. I'm glad he's safe, but why didn't he get to his lodge convention in Buffalo?
Because on the airplane, he sat next to a Mormon.
Edith runs into the kitchen. Puzzled, they run after her.
A Mormon?
Yeah, he missed the bus, so he had to take an airplane. And you can only have two drinks on a plane. But Archie had four on account of the Mormon. Mormons don't drink, you see.
Mormons don't drink. Well, Mormons don't drink.
She runs back out.
Well, this Mormon liked to collect the little bottles. So Archie emptied them for him. And that's how Archie got to the foot doctor's convention.
She dashes back to the kitchen.
Oh, I get it. You mean he went to the wrong hotel?
Oh, no, it was the right hotel, but the wrong city. You see, the foot doctor's Holiday Inn was in Rochester. But Archie didn't realize it until he saw the big toe hanging in the lobby.
It was like a Twilight Zone.
They pursue her back to the dining room.
Well, Archie was all set to leave for Buffalo, but some of the doctors invited him to have a couple of drinks. And while they was drinking, Archie got elected to a committee.
Who they think he was, Dr. Scholl?
No, Dr. Bunker. He was put on the steering committee. And then the steering committee all got into a car and they steered the wrong way up a one-way street. And that's how they landed in jail.
Jail?
Archie was in jail?
Yeah, but only for a little while. Because Archie says that policemen are nicer to doctors than they are to misters. Oh, Lord, I can't wait to see Archie.
Me too. I really miss Daddy.
You know, so did I.
Oh, Mike, that's nice.
Yeah. It was strange not being called Meathead for two whole days.
Oh, well, here, then, let me help you out. Hey, it's way past lunchtime, Meathead. What's your fat face doing out of the refrigerator?
That's terrific, Gloria. You know, you got Archie down to a T.
Get them dirty hands off my little girl, you commie pinko.
You know, you're almost starting to grate on me.
Hey, why don't you get a haircut, you hippie prevert?
You're starting to grate on me.
Did you ever think of getting a job, you lazy slob?
That's it, Gloria. That's it. You overgraded.
Oh, my, it's so nice hearing those names again. Look at me. I'm all goose pimply.
I don't know what I'm going to do till Daddy gets home.
Hey, I know what we could do. Why don't we go to the Brooklyn Museum?
No,
Oh, Michael, I want to be here when Daddy gets home.
Why?
Because he's my father.
An accident of birth.
Oh, no, my glory. It was born 11 months after we was married.
We've been cooped up in this house for 2 days, and now that we know where Archie is and he's all right, I'd like to do something.
I know what we could do. It'll be fun. I'll be right back.
Michael, if you want to go to the museum, it's all right with me. I'll think of some excuse to tell Daddy about why you weren't here to greet him when he gets home.
Gloria, the man is not returning from the moon. He's coming home from a 2-day drunk.
All right, but I just want to see him walk through that door safe and sound.
You'll have to settle for safe.
Gloria, look! You're all hula hooping.
Edith twirls the hoop around her waist, but it falls.
I haven't done it in such a long time. Look at it.
This is a real thrill. I'm going to the museum.
Have fun!
I will.
Oh, my, please stay. Archie will be here soon and be so nice to have the whole family here to welcome him.
All right, Miles. Well, what are we going to do? I want to do the hula hoop.
I know what we could do. We could eat.
That's a good idea.
I'll get the lunch on as soon as the coffee's ready.
No coffee for me, Ma. I'll just have water.
All right.
Of course, I would have preferred to have some Royal Crown Cola if my wife had remembered to get some.
I did get some, Michael. It's in the refrigerator.
Well, yeah, I looked in the refrigerator. All I saw there was Coke and Diet Pepsi.
Did you ever think of looking in the refrigerator door?
We don't keep soft drinks in the refrigerator door, Gloria. Why would you want to put my cola in the refrigerator door?
Because I'm an evil person.
Gloria, that's not funny. I wanted to have a drink of Royal Crown Cola before, but I didn't know where to look for it, and I wound up having nothing.
My heart bleeds for you.
This is serious, Gloria. This is serious. Do not, I repeat, do not play hide and seek with my Royal Crown Cola.
Oh, Michael, what's the difference?
Gloria, there is a big difference. You like Diet Pepsi, Ma likes Coke, well, I like Royal Crown Cola.
Well, I don't believe you even know the difference between your cola and any other cola.
You don't think I know the difference, huh? You don't think I know the difference? Well, let me tell you something, Gloria. I know the difference. I've been drinking colas all my life.
Yeah, and all the bubbles went to your head.
Come and get it!
I'm not eating. Not eating, Ma.
Oh, it looks so good. And smell it.
Edith blows across the casserole toward Mike, then smiles invitingly. She sniffs it.
Delicious.
Serve it up.
Mike joins him at the table as Edith serves.
Mama, you know I can't have lima beans. You know what happens to me when I have lima beans.
Oh, no, not this again.
Well, it's true. When I eat lima beans, my eyes water up and I get hives all over me, and my neck swells up like a cantaloupe. I've told you that.
Oh, bull, Gloria. I never saw that happen.
You sound like you want to see it happen.
Why not? We're not going to the museum. Eat a lima bean. Let me watch your neck swell up.
If you don't believe I'm allergic, you ask Mama. You remember that time we went to that restaurant and I ate all those lima beans? You remember how I broke out in hives all over, my eyes started to water?
And your neck swelled up like a cantaloupe?
That's right.
No, I don't remember. You told me about it, Gloria, but I must have been in the ladies' room when it happened.
Yeah, I know it.
Are you calling me a liar? Is that what you're calling me?
I'm not calling you a liar, Gloria. I just don't believe you, that's all.
Well, I don't believe that you can tell the difference between Royal Crown Cola and any other kind of cola.
Would you like me to prove it to you? You bring 3 glasses of cola out here, Gloria, and if I can tell which one is the Royal Crown Cola, you gotta eat a lima bean. Is that a bet?
Okay. But if you can't tell the difference, when Daddy comes home, you have to throw your arms around him and kiss him.
Wait a second. That's not fair. Well, you could get us hives. I could get killed.
Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
Okay, I get the cola.
Go ahead.
Archie's gonna be so surprised he ain't never been kissed by you before.
Well, he's not gonna be kissed by me now, Mark, because I'm not gonna lose. You ever hear of anybody who couldn't eat lima beans?
No, but I had an uncle who couldn't eat corn on the cob.
You mean he broke out?
No, he didn't have no teeth.
When Mike just nods, she peers at him uncertainly, then frowns.
Mike, maybe you shouldn't make her eat lima beans if she's allergic to them.
It's all in her mind, Ma.
Okay, Mr. Connoisseur. Let's see if you can show us which is which. Would you close your eyes and turn around for a second? Ma?
Gloria silently names each glass to Edith.
Okay, Michael. Go ahead.
Stand back, give me room.
Michael spreads his arms, then cracks his fingers as he faces the three glasses of cola. He sips from the first one, swishing it back and forth in his mouth. Drinking from the second glass, he moves his lips up and down like a squirrel. His eyes dart around. He considers, then samples the last glass and swallows quickly. He sits back.
Coke, Pepsi, Royal Crown Cola.
He did it! That was just a lucky guess!
No, Gloria, that is cola know-how.
He spears a lima bean on his fork.
You lost. Pay up, my dear.
He waves it at her.
Michael, you wouldn't really want me to eat that.
Gloria, you said before, when you ate a whole bunch of these, your neck swelled up like a cantaloupe. What could one little lima bean do?
You said first one, and then boom, and shoot, oof.
Does it take a while, or does it happen right away?
Right away.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Mike pursues her with the fork.
Come on, let's go. One little bean, here we go.
Okay. Okay, but you're going to see what happens to me. And when you see what happens to me, it's going to be all your fault, Michael. And you're going to be the one that's going to have to live with it.
Gloria stares at the bean. Her upper lip curls, her head twitches. She gobbles it off the fork, then chews quickly with her lips open like it's a hot potato. Gritting her teeth, she swallows hard. She convulses. She rubs her thighs, then her arms. Edith leads her to the couch.
Look, it's more like a watermelon.
Oh, a watermelon. I gotta see a watermelon. Let me see.
I can't breathe.
Take your hands away. I can't see nothing.
You wanna see?
Take your hands away.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll show you.
Go ahead.
There.
There. What?
Gloria throws back her head to show her bare neck. Edith and Mike stare at it.
I don't see a watermelon.
Not even an orange.
Not even a raisin.
Edith shakes her head.
Come on, Ma, let's eat.
Well, it'll probably be a delayed reaction.
Oh, Gloria, you're not allergic to lima beans.
You calling me a liar again?
No, Gloria, I'm just telling you, it's all in your mind.
Well, okay, Mr. Stivic. We'll just see who's the one that's lying around here. That's what we'll see.
What are you doing?
Well, if I can find it, you'll see what I'm doing.
From a box, she pulls out a letter.
Here it is. I knew I'd put it here. Now we're going to see who's the liar. You're the one that's the liar.
Me?
Liar, liar, pants on fire. You're hanging from a telephone wire.
Gloria's nostrils flare.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Edith tries to keep Mike and Gloria apart.
Calling me a liar, huh?
What is that thing anyway?
This just happens to be a love letter you once wrote me, and it's so full of lies you could run for office with it.
Come on, Gloria. Anything I ever wrote to you is the truth.
Oh, yeah? Well, this little gem will prove you different. You happen to have written this about 3 months before we were married. Listen to this, Ma. Dear Gloria, my heart is a prisoner, and you have the key. I'll serve a life sentence if you'll marry me.
True. All true.
From the very first night I started to woo ya, It's been Gloria, Gloria, Hallelujah.
Oh, Mike, that's beautiful.
Thank you very much, Ma. So where did I lie?
P.S. When we kissed last night, I wanted it to go on and on. My darling, if they stuck a needle in my arm and fed me intravenously, I could kiss you forever. Bull.
You mean bull? I meant every word of that.
Well, I haven't seen any proof of it. Kiss me forever.
Gloria, haven't you ever heard of poetic license?
This kind of poetry doesn't deserve a license.
Well, what do you expect me to do, hold a kiss forever?
Yes. Is this what I want? I want you to kiss me forever.
Oh, come on, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, all right, then why don't you just kiss me till Daddy comes home?
Well, that could be an hour. Nobody kisses for an hour.
Oh, I saw on TV the other day. A couple kiss for 106 hours. They set a record.
See?
I'm not interested in setting any records,
no,
all right?
No, you're just interested in being a liar. That's what? All. Listen to this. My darling, if they stuck a needle in my arm and fed
all right,
me intravenously.
All right, Gloria. You want me to kiss you for an hour? I'll kiss you for an hour. But I'm going to tell you right now, Gloria, I'm not going to enjoy it. Good, let's go.
As Mike sits in Archie's chair, Gloria sits on his lap. They glare at each other, then lock lips.
For just a minute, I'll be right back.
Look at this. She challenges me to a kiss for an hour. She can't even hold it past the first 30 seconds.
Mike, you ain't really mad at Gloria, are you?
I don't like her calling me a liar, Ma.
Oh, she didn't mean it. And you'll feel a lot better once you start kissing. I remember a poem I used to know in high school. Never a lip is curved with pain that can't be kissed into smiles again. They say again because it's really again, but it's again, so it'll rhyme with pain.
Edith pulls up the hoop.
What did I do now?
See, that's just the problem. You don't even know what you did time and time again.
What did I do?
Will you just start kissing me?
She sits on his lap.
Oh, excuse me.
Edith steps away as they kiss.
Will you please tell me what I did?
They keep their lips together.
You left the seat up again.
Oh, Gloria, seat's up, the seat's down. What's the difference?
When you're a girl, there's a big difference. I don't know why you can never remember to put the seat down. Other husbands do.
Oh, Archie don't. He says that's woman's way.
The hoop drops to Edith's feet again. Irene frowns.
Hey! Oh, well, come on in.
I brought you a bottle of wine to celebrate the return of Archie Bunker.
Oh, thanks, Irene. Ooh, I'll get the glasses.
Hi, Irene.
Hi.
Irene stares at Mike and Gloria, still lip-locked.
Edith, am I interrupting something?
Oh, no. Gloria and Mike are just trying to hold a kiss till Archie gets here.
Well, it's easier than swallowing goldfish.
Michael, you taste like lima beans.
See, you're not allergic. Ah, you bit me.
Oh. Here you are, I mean. Why don't you sit down? They won't mind.
Well, frankly, Edith, I've never thought of kissing as a spectator sport.
That's right. It's more a do-it-yourself. Oh, could that be Archie so soon?
Well, if it is, the party's over.
Oh, wait.
Hi, Edith. Big emergency. I need some bread. George has been drinking beer all day, and I want to put a sandwich in it before he gets smashed.
Oh, well, come on in the kitchen.
Gloria, my leg is falling asleep.
Okay.
As Louise Jefferson stares, Gloria swivels to Mike's other knee without lifting her mouth from his.
Hi, Irene.
Not yet.
Irene drinks her wine. Louise joins Edith in the kitchen.
How much do you want, Louise?
Oh, just a couple of slices will do.
Oh, Irene and me is celebrating. Would you like some wine?
Oh, no, thank you. I don't have any time. By the way, before I go through that room again, is there anything you want to tell me about Mike and Gloria?
Oh, yeah, they're fighting.
Oh.
Those lima beans you sent over today? Terrific.
Gee, thanks. But I've never seen them have this effect before. Don't bother, I'll get it. Oh, hello, George.
Hi, Irene. Louise here.
She's in the kitchen with Edith.
George strides through.
Louise!
Hi, George.
We are out of beer.
George, when you come into a neighbor's house, it's polite to say hello.
Hello, and we're still out of beer.
Then have some wine.
Well, hello, neighbor.
Beaming, George accepts a glass.
George, wine and beer, that's a bad combination.
So are we, but we worked it out.
Toast.
No bread for me. I'll stick to the wine.
I meant a toast to Archie. To his good health and safe return.
I'll drink to that.
Now I know he's smashed.
Yeah, Louise, you're even beginning to look good to me again.
I do. More wine.
Edith refills everyone's glass.
So gloomy, and I was missing Archie, and now he's coming home, and we're having a party.
Whee! When is Archie gonna get home?
Who cares?
Who cares if the sky starts to fall into the sea?
Edith, I think you have had enough.
Oh, no. You can't fly on one leg.
She pours herself another glass. She steps into the hoop and gives it a whirl, then lifts her arms and continues swinging it around her waist.
I feel so Hawaiian.
But this party needs some music.
George turns on the radio.
Come on, baby, let's see if you still got it.
The Jeffersons dance. Behind them, Edith continues twirling the hoop.
Oh, well, what the hell? Is this kind of a party? I might as well join.
Irene grabs a cushion.
Bottoms up.
She sets it on the floor, then does a headstand on it.
Oh, look at my feet! Ah!
Archie comes home with a gloomy scowl. No one notices him. Setting down a suitcase, he scans the scene. Edith twirling the hula hoop. The Jeffersons dancing, Irene standing on her head, Mike and Gloria kissing in his chair.
I knew you wouldn't know what to do without me, but I never thought you should go nuts.
Everyone runs over to hug him. Archie grins, pleased. Directed by H. Wesley Kenny. Story by Don M. Stevens, Lou Derman, and Bill Davenport. Associate producer, Gene Marcione.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer, Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Betty Garrett, Irene. Isabel Sanford, Louise. Sherman Hemsley, George. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.